Patrick. Patrick.
You're listening to the Music Millionaires Radio and Podcast Show, broadcasting internationally on multiple platforms throughout the world. Statements and opinions made by guests on Music Millionaires Radio are not to be considered as endorsed by sponsors or affiliate and networks. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this podcast without the written consent of Music Millionaires is strictly prohibited. Get ready for a day or night filled with information into the music business, your favorite artists, new releases, or production tips or ideas. If there is something we think will help you as a fan or musician, you'll find it on this show. That includes YouTube tips as well. And I'm your host, SG1 from The Peacemakers. So stay tuned, sit back and relax, and get ready for this episode. Now, before I get started, I have to give a special shout out to my South African band and group, Shailu, for this great intro music that you provided for us. Really appreciate you guys and what you're doing in the music industry, especially being out of South Africa and not having all of the resources that we have here in America. So thank you, Shailu, for this intro music. And if you want to know more about Shailu, make sure you check them out on YouTube, which is Shailu, and see their single that they have out called Young Material, and they're getting to release more music very shortly. Now, just to shed a little light on Shailu, since I mentioned them being out of South Africa and not having the resources that we may necessarily have, I think it's really pivotal to comprehend and understand as a musician, as a fan, whatever you may be in your desire for loving or being a part of the music industry, that resources does not disable you from following your dreams. And I like to use Shailu as an example because, again, they're out of South Africa and they don't have all the resources that we may or might readily have available to ourselves. Things are a lot different in South Africa, and so it becomes difficult in different ways for different people to be able to fulfill their dreams. However, one thing I do realize is they do have computers. They're very computer literate. Shine is very talented when it comes to production. Lou Yonda is, oh my God, a vocal songstress. You guys really have to hear her and her vocal abilities, along with Shine and his writing abilities. But big ups to Shailu again. And if you're interested in and really wanting to get involved in the music industry, my point behind making all that clear and clarifying that for you guys is that anything is possible. You can do it with limited resources, and you can do it in some instances without even having recording equipment or any tools available other than possibly a computer or a laptop. So what I'm saying to you guys is there is no excuses. In today's world, you have no excuses. Young world, I want you to recognize that the world is yours. And that is a quote from an old school rapper named Slick Rick. If you don't know who Slick Rick is, he used to be with the world-renowned Dougie Fresh. And if I'm not mistaken, he was actually from London. But he has some legendary music that is still pertinent today. So, you know, Google him. Google Slick Rick. Alright guys, now, I hate to do this to you, but let's jump right into music news and what's been maintaining itself in the music industry when it comes to a popular celebrity. So we're going to talk R. Kelly. Now, I know everybody's going to say, okay, what does this have to do with what we want to learn in the music industry? And hopefully when I'm done, R. Kelly and his example will be just that. It will be an example to you guys what not to do in your career. But at the same time, what I want to do is I'd like to know and get a feel from you guys. What do you think about this? You know, do you think that the, you know, hashtag silence R. Kelly is fair? And for those who don't know, matter of fact, let me just dive right in. Let's talk R. Kelly. Now, if you don't know, R. Kelly was the number one R&B singer and songwriter from the 90s. Matter of fact, he has sold well over, I think, 60 million album sales in his career. And became very popular. However, none of that is a concern right now to organizations of the Mute R. Kelly movement. And if you're unfamiliar with what's going on, the Mute R. Kelly is a campaign held against Robert Kelly, which is his real name, in an attempt to stop the promotions of what some say is a musical pedophile. All right, now, from recent and past allegations of creating a sex cult as of recently in the ATL to Chicago, supposedly he has a sex cult that is stemming from ATL all the way up to Chicago, shall I say. And the allegations is holding young girls in these private residences or homes that he owns or controls, to forcing them to be there, to having sex with underage girls, etc., etc. So if you're new to this information or you're new to these allegations, it might sound very shocking to you. However, it does play such a pivotal part in the mindset and roles of up-and-coming producers and musicians, you know, because let's say this. Let's do it this way. Let's say he is guilty, and I'm not saying he is, or he isn't guilty. Either or, what creates this avenue or arena where a man of his capabilities or power is now put into a situation where his music career is being held hostage, or an attempt to hold his music career hostage, based on allegations of his sexual conduct or his sexual preferences? Now, you can do many things, and people can do many things in the music industry. However, when there's a blatant attempt to silence your means of making a living, you have to take that serious. Because as you know, guys, I'm a firm believer that, you know, in marketing, good publicity, bad publicity is still publicity, and it's supposed to work for you some kind of way. But in this particular situation, it's not necessarily working for R. Kelly, because now he's not able to go on shows. People are talking about not spinning his records. People are, you know, pulling his music off of platforms. I think Spotify was the more recent one to not feature his music. They didn't take it completely off of the platform, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're not featuring it, and they're not promoting it as they once was. And I think that is a problem. I think it's also a lesson to be learned, because, you know, as many allegations as you can come, and there's many different stories behind this, and coming into the industry, I've known of this for years, that there is, you know, musicians and rappers who were known to have a preference of little girls. But coming into the understanding of your livelihood, your business, you know what I mean, is it really worth it? But I'm getting off of the point. Now, the movement that's going on, it doesn't go on without merit, okay? There are certain facts of R. Kelly, who once married a female R&B, now deceased singer, Aaliyah. And if I'm not mistaken, the marriage was annulled at some point, to even charges of up to like 21 accounts of child pornography. There's been accusations of physical abuse and even using starvation supposedly as a punishment for the lack of sex to those girls that I'm assuming are within his reach or within his quote cult, and even rape. Now, let me be very clear, okay? None of these accusations has been proven or stuck on the singer per se, you know what I mean? He hasn't been actually convicted of anything, so let's keep that in mind. But it does say, you know, a lot, because there have been a lot of charges that has came forward. And you know, they say, you know, pivotal saying again, you know, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's a duck. But again, who am I to say, because I was not there, no one else was, except for these young ladies and R. Kelly. Now, due to either charges being dropped or settlements being made and confidentialities being, you know, initiated, a lot of these proposed sexual misconducts, I'm going to use, has not necessarily been substantiated. Again, if he is guilty of these charges, you know, bro, you got to deal with it. But on the other side, if, you know, there is another story to this and he's innocent, you know what I mean, then, you know, what happens at that point? Now, before we can finish, I have to do one simple thing. I have to give tribute and say thanks to our sponsor who makes this podcast happen. You know what I mean? Without our sponsors, these podcasts on YouTube wouldn't happen. Okay, guys? And so I have to give a special shout out and ask you guys to make sure you check out Distro Kid. And if you are on my YouTube channel, you know where to go. You'll find Distro Kid in at least the last 5 or 6 videos in the description of my video. But what I want to talk about with DistroKid and why I like them as a sponsor for our show is they give us the independence and ability to be independent as musicians, no longer needing big record executives and record labels to distribute our music. And for those not familiar with the, you know, music industry, that was one of the hindrances as a independent artist, being blocked from the distributors. So if you weren't in one of the good old boys, and I'm just using that as an example, if you weren't in one of the good old boys record labels, or you didn't have long bank, you just couldn't get the distribution you need. And so today we have a company like DistroKid who is not only making distribution available and tangible, but they're also offering my listeners, you and my viewers, a discount, a VIP discount that you can utilize just by being a member and listener of Music Millionaires TV and Radio. So if you haven't already signed up for DistroKid, make sure you check it out in the description below. You're going to get VIP access to a 7% discount on your first year's access, which is crazy because if you didn't know, it's only $20 to sign up for a year worth of distribution. And if you're a major record label, or you have multiple artists, or you're a publishing company, they have a higher tier, which is still like cheap for unlimited artists. However, make sure you guys sign up for them in the link below and let them know SG1 sent you over. Now, in recent news, if you haven't been following Kendrick Lamar or did not know, he recently did a performance at the Hangout Music Festival, and things got a little crazy for a minute because Kendrick Lamar invited a fan on stage by the name of Delaney. And originally, Delaney was greeted with, you know, excitement from the other fangoers and the people who were participating in the concert, until she started rapping Kendrick Lamar's single, Mad City, in which some lyrics inside of the songs has and denotes the N-word. Now, for those of you who have pigmentation in your skin, we can say it, but we don't think everyone else should say it. However, the fans felt the same way, and they actually start booing her when she let it slip just way too many times. Now, in the particular video and the audio that you're getting ready to hear of the concert, the woman actually admitted to saying, hey, she got into the moment. She, you know, was really feeling the song and was excited to be doing what she was doing. However, let's do this. Let's cut to the audio and you guys hear it for yourself.
You gotta bleep one single word,
no.
though. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do it?
Yeah, you did it.
I'm so sorry. Oh my God.
Should she stay up here, y'all?
No, please keep me up here. I got you. I'll try my hardest. I'm used to singing it like you wrote it, bro.
You sure?
I swear.
You got it.
I promise.
Now, as you just heard from the audio we just listened to, she was completely like oblivious to the fact that she had just said the N-word, which leads me to believe and think, you know, again, I said this earlier in my YouTube broadcast about being programmed to say things that we don't think about, and it's much like the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, where a lot of our children, we as humans, you know, recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we don't really understand the significance behind the creation of the Pledge of Allegiance and who did it and who they were actually applying it to, because it definitely wasn't people of color. But in the audio clip you just listened to, she was completely oblivious, and she said that she basically rapped it like it was her song. You know what I mean? She did it like she had wrote it, and that's how most people feel. However, what I did do was I had you guys, one of my subscribers, call in, and this subscriber just happens to be white and also happens to have a multiracial child, and told me basically how they felt about what went down in that particular Kendrick Lamar debacle.
This is J.K. Oss on Facebook. On YouTube, it was Crazy in Love Redneck. That's an old YouTube page. I ain't put up my new artist page yet. See, man, I'm from Selma, Alabama originally. That is my hometown. It's just, you know, the heart of the civil rights movement, all that. I grew up in a small town about 50 miles west of it, in Demopolis, Alabama, and we're all just a big family. A lot of people say it's one of the most racist states. But I grew up in a small town that was 50 miles west of Selma and Demopolis. And when I moved here, I was automatically an outsider. But it wasn't the white folks that accepted me. It was the black folks. And I've got a lot of respect for all cultures because I've seen what's went on. And I love history. I love learning about the past so we can learn how to move forward from it. But him bringing a woman on stage, that's just messed up. You can't do that to your fans.
Now, later on in an interview, the subscriber or viewer revealed that they also have a mixed child. And actually, the baby chimed in as well.
My son is actually mixed. And I got two mixed. He's mixed.
Hi, who are you?
He's on YouTube, baby.
But after a lengthy conversation, I asked the viewer if they could, or if they knew Kendrick Lamar was listening or watching this particular video, what message would they have for Kendrick Lamar? And here's what she said.
Like, man, if you're going to write music and you want your fans of all cultures, all races to come sing, you can't chaticize them on stage. That's basically defeating the purpose. And as an artist, you've got to be, and I wouldn't necessarily say an idol for your fans, but they've got to have someone to look up to. This younger generation that I've seen is losing a lot of its old ways.
Now, what do you think about music and it being a form of art and expression? Do you feel like sometimes people are taking the N-word out of context, and or the serious, are they taking it way too serious when people use it in a musical form? Or do you think people are making excuses by liking these particular tracks so that they can get away with saying the N-word? Do you think that this is something that should be okay in the music industry as long as it's being expressed and done in a totally tight performance way? Or let me ask you this. What about just disallowing the N-word to be used on any platforms and or making the musician responsible if his music has questionable lyrics in it that may incite others to say it that other ethnicities might not be comfortable with hearing? You know, let's look at it from that standpoint. How should this be handled, man? You guys have any ideas? Let me know by contacting me at musicmillionaires@gmail.com. I'd be interested in following up with this particular subject just to hear what some of you guys have suggested. Now, we've come to the end of this particular podcast, and I definitely, as always, guys, appreciate you guys listening to anything I have to say and share with you guys. And of course, this is just one of many controversial topics we could have talked about today. But we chose this particular subject because it's a very sensitive subject in the day and time that we live in. But again, I'd like to thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Make sure that if you are listening to this on YouTube or you're hearing a snippet of this on YouTube, that you go over to the links in the description below and subscribe to the podcast so that you can listen to this podcast in its entirety. This has been SG1 with the Music Millionaires podcast and radio show. And as usual, I'd like to say thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget to look inside of the description of each and every podcast and YouTube, because I'm bound to have something that you can find useful. Again, make sure that you support our sponsor, DistroKid, and you'll find that link in the description below. And you'll receive 7% off of your first year subscription just by clicking on that VIP link for music millionaires like yourself. This has been another Music Millionaires radio and podcast show. And as usual, music is life. We out.